Good morning and welcome. Welcome to A Public Affair with the Community Foundation of Boulder County. I'm your host, Jim Williams, and I'm actually a former trustee of your community foundation. This month, I'm joined in the studio by members of the Community Foundation's 15 Forever program. They are Peyton Allman, Samantha Brantz, and Zoe Barber. Today, we'll be talking about 15 Forever, the 2025 cohort's work and funding priorities, and how they hope to make an impact in Boulder County. So we'll start by asking each one of them to tell us about 15 Forever. What is it? And how does it work? Who's going to be the first one to speak?
I can start.
All right.
Okay, I'm Sammy. And so 15 Forever is a youth-led philanthropic organization and we focus on issues that we find important in the Boulder community. It's usually about 15 of us. I think there's 16 of us this year, and we're all from different schools, backgrounds, and we all have different experiences. We choose issues that we see that are prevalent in our communities, and then we work as kind of a mini board. We, like, choose issues, and then we raise money for those issues, and organizations can apply for that money.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think Sammy pretty much covered it. But, yeah, it's pretty much just a program that's for the youth, by the youth.
For the youth, by the youth.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So will each one of you share a little bit about yourselves and what led you to join 15 Forever? Who's going to go first?
I can go first.
Who are you?
My name is Peyton. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a junior at Boulder High School. And I joined 15 Forever because, actually, Sammy here introduced it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would be an amazing opportunity to just promote youth voice in Boulder County. And it's similar to another board that I'm on, also through the city of Boulder. And through that, I've seen the positive impact that raising voices that are traditionally overlooked and underappreciated in, like, policy discussions and things like that, and, like, the impact that can have on our community. And I wanted to continue that work, and I thought 15 Forever was just a really good way to do that. Just, like, again, just a way to create meaningful and lasting change.
So tell me this. I know you were interested in it. But was it interested in you? Did you have to apply? Was there a process? What was the process of getting involved?
Yeah, so it was pretty much just a quick application that you just filled out, just basic questions. Why are you interested in this? What would you add? And just, like, saying a little bit about yourself. And so we all just, like, filled out the application. And, yeah, now we're here.
Now you're here. Tell us about yourself.
So I'm Zoe, and I'm 16 years old, and I'm also a junior at Boulder High School. And just like Peyton said, I joined 15 Forever because Sammy did it the year before, and she's a good friend of mine, and she talked a lot about it at school and how it had a big impact on her life and was really meaningful to her. And just the more I learned about it, the more I thought that it would be a positive experience for me. I thought that it would be a good way to get my voice heard. It's often difficult for youth to have their voices heard as much as they are heard in 15 Forever. And then it's also a good way to gain leadership experience. And, yeah, it's fun, and I can make connections with my peers and, most importantly, give back to my community.
That's a great answer. Thank you. Come
Hi,
on, Sammy.
I'm Sammy. I'm also 16 years old and a junior at Boulder High School. I love swimming. I'm on the swim team for Boulder High, and I have a summer league team called Elks. I learned about 15 Forever first through my dad, who was chair of the Community Foundation Board and in the Leadership Fellows Program for a while. And this is my second year doing 15 Forever. For me, the most important thing about it was it provided me a chance to get to know people from other schools and different backgrounds, and I get to talk with people about real issues that we've seen have serious effects on friends and other people in our schools. Also, just to gain the skills around positive leadership, philanthropy, and raising money, I feel like that's been really valuable.
Oh, Raising money. What kind of fundraising activities have you been involved in?
We do a lot of fundraising with 15 Forever, especially I feel meeting with donors last year was a really unique experience for me. I would get to go and meet with adults that I had never talked to before and have to figure out a way to ask for money, which was a really hard experience, but I think it taught me a lot.
Wow. That's terrific. So how often do you, this is a leadership organization, mm-hmm. I understand. What does that leadership look like? What form does that leadership take?
So one of the main ways that it's led is through, we have peer facilitators, which are people who've done it previous years. So Sammy is a peer facilitator, just helping guide the conversations because they have a very clear view of what we want to accomplish and the best way to accomplish those things in the shortest amount of time. And so just having that input is really important, but it really is, like you said, it's just youth leadership. And so it can be a little rocky at times, I'm not going to lie, because it is youth led. This is a lot of our first time doing something like this. But those bumps actually have been one of the best parts of doing this because they provide such amazing opportunities to learn from our mistakes. So that's just been absolutely invaluable. And we handle every step of the process from picking issues that we want to do to allocating the funding and approving grants to certain organizations. And that's kind of a rundown of what that leadership looks like.
So I understand you call yourselves a board. Mm-hmm. How are you organized? Do you have a leader? Do you choose a leader to run your meetings? I mean, how's that look in terms of how you're organized?
We do have one adult facilitator who kind of just has the overview of the program and kind of a syllabus, if you will, of what we need to do for with our time together and just things we need to work through in every meeting. So she introduces and says, okay, here's what you need to do, and I'm gonna let you guys do it. So we have that structure, but the actual steps and things that we do in those meetings are pretty much just it's us. And then again, those peer facilitators are really helpful.
And how often do you meet?
We meet every Wednesday for about 2 hours.
And how do you fit that into all the other things that you're involved with?
Yeah, it's definitely, I think it's just we have to prioritize it on Wednesdays. We try, and if we have sports, lots of us will do practice in the mornings that day. Luckily, school starts a little later on Wednesday, so that's helpful. And yeah, we just have to make sure that we either get our homework done on the days before or in the few hours between school and 15 Forever. But I think it's really worth it. And I would rather have a little extra work to do on the other days and get to be there for 2 hours.
How many different schools are engaged?
We have Boulder High's, all three of us go to Boulder High, and we have another person that goes to Boulder High, and then we have some people from Fairview, some people from Peak to Peak, I think someone from Monarch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe another one.
I think there's another one we're forgetting.
There's probably five schools involved altogether, five different high schools.
I mean, I understand that you've chosen your topics for this year, mm-hmm. but all five schools are engaged in the same project that you've chosen to work on.
Yeah. Yes. We kind of get the chance to promote it at all of our schools, our events. So it's kind of cool to get the word out there so much.
How do you do that?
With flyers. And also we go through social media. We did the takeover of the Community Foundation social media, which was a cool experience.
So you've chosen as your focus this year body image and substance abuse. What made those two issues stand out to you?
So we spent a lot of time trying to pick issues that we all felt passionate about, and we really wanted to make sure that they were youth-focused issues since this is uniquely a youth program. And so we had a lot of discussions in the first few meetings, and it seemed like we would say a bunch of issues, and it always kept coming back to those two issues, which are body image and substance abuse. Mm-hmm. We just thought they were really prevalent at our schools. Lots of us in the program have either been personally affected or know people really well who have been personally affected by these two issues, and we just see them, yeah, every single day at our schools. And while these issues do affect adults, obviously, they're really prevalent among the youth. And we were especially wanted to focus on nicotine because recently, with like the new inventions of e-cigarettes, they've been really marketed towards children. So there's a lot of issues with youth addiction to them. And then through social media, which lots of youths are really active on, there's lots of negative content, which can lead to really unrealistic perceptions of beauty, and that can lead to lots, like most eating disorders are end up being between the ages of 12 and 25. And so, yeah, we just thought these issues were really specifically targeting the youth, and so we wanted to do what we could do to help.
Thank you. I want to take a moment to thank our listeners for tuning in to KGNU's A Public Affair. I'm speaking today with 15 Forever participants, Peyton Allman, Samantha Brantz, and Zoe Barber. They're telling me about the two topics that they have chosen to work on this year and what made those issues stand out to them. So you've chosen body image and substance abuse as the two topics for this year. Why do you think it's important for young people to have a say in your priorities and your funding decisions?
Okay, so like Zoe said, these issues, again, are very centered towards like the youth. And a lot of these discussions that we're having, people have talked about these things before and how to like solve these issues, but youth have been absent from a lot of those conversations and just haven't really been factored in as voices that like are necessary to solving these issues. So that's what makes 15 Forever so unique and important, is because they understood that in order to tackle these issues, you need to talk to the people who they actually affect, and that is the youth. Being able to say, this is the issues that are affecting us firsthand, and this is how we're experiencing them, and this is how we think, this is how we think that they should be solved and dealt with, is just like really important, and just like is having such like an amazing impact on our community.
So there's that word impact. What do you hope is going to be this year's impact?
Yeah, so we were talking about allocating our funding, because that's pretty much what we do. We raise money and then give it to organizations who will, like, kind of, like, carry out our wishes in a way and just, like, help solve the issues that we have, like, decided that are issues that we want to focus on. And we want to focus more on organizations that provide, like, relief, education, and awareness on these issues, because we think, again, that's really important. Like Zoe said, like, these issues are really in our faces, and they're really hard to ignore as youth in Boulder County. And so by finding organizations that do those things, again, like the relief, education, and awareness, we can really, like, facilitate the change that we as youth so desperately want to see. But yeah, at the end of the day, our goal is to foster a community where youth feel that they have the tools to overcome these challenges and help build like healthier and more positive futures.
So if so much a part of what you do is raise funds, and I understand that you have a granting process, you have grants that you make. What is that process like? How do you decide at the end of the day where your funds are going to be applied?
So our grant process is very unique, I feel, because it's youth-led. But so the first part of our grant process is we'll send out an RFP, which is a request for proposal. That includes our mission statement, which talks about our issues and why we want to focus on these issues. And we're trying to target organizations that want to support those same issues that we're talking about. And then those organizations can apply for our grants through that RFP. What we take into consideration when looking for organizations is we want them to hopefully be locally based because we want to have a direct impact on the Boulder community specifically. Also focused on youth, like youth issues, these issues of substance abuse and body image, as Zoe said, can also be talking about adults, but we want to focus on the youth side of things. We also want to make a direct impact, but we do have a cool thing where we don't have our money doesn't need to be used for specific things because we know a lot of organizations need money just to keep their nonprofit running, just to keep the lights on and stuff like that. And we know that that's important too. Similar to what Payton said, our focus is on relief, education, and awareness. So we're looking for organizations that take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm. So give me an idea of what is the average size of a grant?
It depends on how much we raise. Last year, we raised a lot of money. It was really impressive for us. But it depends on what we think. We can give out grants of any size. They could be like $1,000 or like $500 or like $5,000 or $10,000. So it just depends on how impactful we think an organization's going to be or how locally based they are, what they're supporting, that kind of thing.
Do you always try to spend out all of the money in your bank account, or do you roll it over and save it for next year's projects? How do you do this?
No, pretty much whatever we raise this year will be donated. And then next year, we'll start fresh, is kind of the idea. Like last year, we had a lot of people. We had a whole different group of people. Some people have come back again this year to be peer facilitators, like me and a few others. But mainly, we have a ton of new people who have never been in the program before. So we're just starting fresh.
Starting fresh every mm-hmm. year.
Yeah. All the money we do get is donated, I believe. So, and we haven't started exactly raising money yet. We're doing our donor meetings coming up. But as soon as we get that rolling, it's going to be quick, I think, hopefully.
How do you go about... Or how does the organization go about selecting what students are going to be involved in 15 Forever for next year?
For next year, us, as we don't have a say as like members, but I think the Community Foundation does go through the applications and decide based on like differences in experiences or differences in like schools and that kind of thing, different backgrounds. I think the most important thing is that we have like a diverse range of ideas, so that's important for our board.
Is it difficult to make a decision where you're going to apply your funds?
Definitely. I think it's one of the most difficult decisions we make as the board, just because like this is how our money is actually going to be used. So we go through that a lot, and we review the organizations very thoroughly.
Well, do you have a specific category of institutions or organizations that you hope to support?
Not super specific. As long as they're locally based, youth focused, and supporting our issues, that's the most important things for us.
Ah, and you set those priorities every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you already talking about next year's priorities?
No, we haven't.
What's going to happen to body image and substance abuse? Are they going to stay with you, or are they going to...
Usually we focus on different issues each year. Like last year, we focused on addiction and also like suicide stuff. And we start with new issues each year, which is kind of cool in my opinion, because we get to like affect such a like broad range of topics, which I think is a cool experience.
So tell me about some of the most eye-opening things that you've seen happen through your activity with 15 Forever.
Yeah, I think that this has just been a really rewarding experience. It's been a way, like, just the first time I walked into the room with everyone, I think was really eye-opening, because I just saw just such a wide range of people. All these young people, and everyone just looked really eager and excited to help. And yeah, I think we found a really great community of people who want to give back in any way that they can to their community. And I think it's just been really interesting because many of these people I never would have met since we do all go to different schools and participate in different out-of-school activities. And yeah, it's just been really eye-opening to see how such a diverse and different group of individuals can all come together and find a common ground and work together to make a positive impact. It seems like at first, almost like, oh, like, how are we going to do this? Everyone's so different. Everyone has such different opinions, different wants, and we're all able to compromise and work really well together, and it ends up working out well in the end. Hopefully it will.
Yeah.
It feels like this is a novel idea. This has, like, I know 15 Forever has been going on for many years, but just being a part of something that is so youth-centered, and to use, like, Zoe's words, like, by the youth, for the youth, like, solely and purely, is something that is so cool and so different, and something that I'm so lucky and happy to be a part of. And I just think, like, yeah, that alone has just, my eyes are opened.
Anything you can tell me about how you set the agenda, let's say, for next month's meeting? How does that occur?
Well, as Peyton was talking about, we do have an adult facilitator, and she kind of has like a meeting structure for each week, because we do use Youth Roots as, like, for our curriculum. But then it ends up being, like, as Peyton was talking about, the youth that, like, actually go through and, like, do the activities and work together and focus on the needs that we need to get done.
What's been one of the hardest things you've had to do as an organization?
I think so far one of the hardest things has just been deciding what the two issues mm-hmm. we wanted to focus on, because, like I said, it is a really different and diverse and different group of people, and so it was hard to find things that we all wanted to work on that were similar. And so, yeah, that was a hard part, and it was also hard because we all just, there's so many things going on that we all are passionate about, and it's hard to pick just two things that you want to make a difference on. So that was really hard because we want to, you know, it's like you want to help everyone, but we can only pick two things, so that was
setting
difficult.
Priorities is difficult.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that was difficult.
So, if someone in our listening audience would like to have the opportunity to hear more about 15 Forever, how would they get involved? How would they get involved with you or the program?
Well, first of all, you can go to the Community Foundation website, and there's a part on 15 Forever, and there's also a link to donate if you want to help out. It would mean a lot to us, and just you can see what we're focusing on and what we're doing there.
Yeah, and then we're going to be having a few different restaurant fundraisers where you go to the restaurant. One of the restaurants we're going to be doing is Chipotle, and if you go through and tell them at the register that you're here to support 15 Forever, 20% of the proceeds will come to us, and the dates for those will be put on, will be advertised.
Yeah, and also just, like, generally just, like, raising awareness around the issues that we've decided to focus on is just, like, a way to continue the work that we're doing. But also, like, for next year, if anyone, like, wants to join, like, high schoolers who also just want to make a difference in their community and, like, just give back, we have loved this experience so much, and we feel like we're just getting started and there's so much work left to be done. So just, like, the future of the people who are involved in this would obviously contribute a lot.
Yes, definitely.
I want to take a moment and thank each one of you for joining us today and sharing with our community the good work that's being done by the youth in our community through this program, which is called 15 Forever, and it is being hosted by the Community Foundation of Boulder County. For our listeners, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Community Foundation's monthly program on KGNU, a community affair. We'll be back with you on KGNU's The Public Affair on April 28th. Be well, everyone. Be well.